National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, presents Now Hear This, dramatic stories based on the personal experiences of those gallant men and women who embody the great traditions of a great service, the United States Navy.
Now hear this. Two hands from the 1st and 2nd Division report to the supply officer. To handle stores.
Takes a lot of learning to be a sailor. That's why when we grab a new recruit, we tell him this. When someone is teaching you something, listen, learn it, and don't lose it. Exactly 10 years ago, the whole Navy learned a lesson it never forgot. Right now, out in Asia Minor, the whole country is taking a refresher course. Because too many people have forgotten. Too many can't make up their minds. Is it a war or isn't it a war? To those who might have forgotten, when the bullets are flying, when a green kid spits red blood, it's war. If you happen to be one of those who would rather forget the kicking around we got in the Pacific during the early 40s, why then just find yourself a dance band, a comic book, or go back to sleep. But if you think it might help your future and the future of your kids to remember those dirty days, then stick around. The winter and early summer of 42 saw the Japanese Imperial Army, Air Force, and Navy spreading out like an octopus. And the only thing we had to fight with was a prayer for tomorrow. A prayer that tomorrow would slow down until we could meet it. I'd seen Pearl. I'd seen the Philippines. And in the June of 42, I was leaning on the railing of a next luxury liner, getting up steam to sail out of San Diego, seeing a bunch of Marines group and prepare to board our hotel.
Straighten up those lines. Come on, get on them, Sergeant.
Think they're waiting for a brass band?
Could be, Eddie. Only maybe this is just a dry run. Sort of a rehearsal until the girls come running to kiss the boys goodbye.
Yeah, of course. Marines wouldn't wear those dirty green uniforms if they were going anywhere. The blue and gold when they're traveling.
Okay, line it up. Line it up.
Oh, listen to that big bad man scream at those pretty Marines. That's a good one, huh, Eddie?
I didn't hear you.
I said... Now, what did I say? Anyway, it was a good one.
You guys on leave?
Yeah, relax, boats. Trying to enjoy our four off. Practically loaded the ship with our bare hands.
Besides, we got to build up courage so when those big bad Marines come aboard, they won't scare us.
Pinball, you haven't had an original thought since you signed on. If Eddie told you to jump over, you wouldn't even bother to take off your shoes.
Is that so?
Yeah, Pinball, that's so. Shut up, will you? Let me concentrate.
Ah, the Navy Brain Trust is about to take the first step in winning the war. Chief Scott at your service, Admiral.
Blow it, boats. Looking for somebody.
I thought you hated Marines. How come you're so interested in watching them board?
Ready to board. Line it up. Okay, board.
Hey, Eddie. Do we bow or something? That's a good one, huh, Eddie?
Yeah.
Maybe now. Maybe now we'll get started.
But with those tin soldiers? Don't make me laugh.
Yeah, don't make us laugh.
Say, whose side are you guys on?
Ours. Only I just don't like the Marine Corps.
Yeah? Why?
Well, I got lots of reasons.
Lots?
Then why did you put in for a transfer to this transport? Some guys are saying you didn't have the guts for a fighting ship.
I got a pretty good record, boats. Don't get under my skin.
Okay. But maybe I think we got plenty to fight without picking on our own.
You fight your way, I'll fight mine.
Hey, you! Yeah, Marine, you!
You talking to me, sailor?
Yeah, talking to you.
You the sailor's gonna show me to my stateroom?
That's supposed to be funny.
Shove off, Eddie. That's an order.
I can handle him, Chief. In the Marine Corps, we use the lady Marines to frighten this kind.
I understand you guys are going to win the war for us.
You sailors don't seem to be doing so good a job.
Oh, yeah?
Stow it, Pinball.
Pin? Oh, well, now, isn't that a perfect name for a sailor? What do they call you?
Eddie.
It figures.
Look, Private.
First class. Private first class.
Boy, these wise Marines.
Look, unless you've got something important to say, I'm going off with the rest of my guys.
So shove off.
Suppose I'll be seeing you around the ship?
Yeah, yeah. I'll probably be assigned to bring you your breakfast.
Fine, but remember, I like my coffee hot.
Coffee? Say, you ain't old enough to drink coffee.
And make it black. Marines, drink it black.
Ooh, how brave.
Eddie, you didn't scare him even one little bit.
That stupid punk kid.
Shut up.
But, Eddie, I just call him a punk kid.
But don't do it again.
You kidding?
Do I look it?
You sure picked on a young one.
Bet he ain't even 19.
Pink cheeks and all, he's 22.
19.
He's my kid brother.
We were on a stripped-down luxury liner. It took us about an hour to count noses, cast off, and set sail for... Well, they didn't tell us exactly where, but at that moment we weren't too interested. Marines, sailors, the deck was loaded for a last look at San Diego. It was going to be a long time before any of us saw the States. Finally, the horizon stopped playing tricks and the last guy left the deck and settled down for a long run. After a couple of rough days, we hit calm water and hot weather. The deck's jammed with guys trying to get a little air.
Oh, you're looking for someone, Marine?
A shadow of yours told me you were goofing it off on deck.
So?
Are you still sore?
Don't you think I've got a right?
Look, Eddie, it was just one of those things that happened.
Some answer.
I had to.
I still ain't satisfied. I read the letter you sent me. I must have read it a dozen times before I believed.
Eddie, you were at sea. The only way I could get you was by mail.
Well, a little bit impatient, weren't you, Johnny? Could have waited. Could have given me a chance.
It's better the way it was. Eddie, it wasn't easy. Only I... Look, I didn't plan it. It just happened.
Nuts.
Well, I'm sorry. What else do you want me to say?
Just keep out of my way. I shipped on this cattle boat so I could get a good look at you. So I could see whether it was worth the trouble to break you in half.
Suppose we settle this later, huh? Here comes my buddy.
A Marine. Not a regular sailor, but a seagoing bellhop.
What's eating you, sailor? I'm getting a little bored, so if you're looking for something to do...
Whitey, this is my brother. In fact, he's my whole family.
You got a sailor for a brother?
I ain't having too gay a time myself, so maybe I can fix you up.
I'm on the fights with me, Eddie.
I look at you stalwart men, I think maybe we could lose this war.
We can hold our own. That is, if you taxi drivers can get us there without getting lost.
Got any idea where we're heading?
No.
Breeze votes for Pearl Harbor.
Hey, you own all those stripes, Sergeant?
I've got medals on my dress blues.
Good conduct?
Come on, this is your ship, Eddie. How about it? Do we put into the Hawaiian Islands?
Not a chance.
Yeah, we're still due for training. Could be Pearl.
And how you guys need training. Pearl's a couple hundred miles southeast. We passed her last night.
What do you think, down under?
Probably. Japs are getting stronger. You brave Marines might have been picked to defend Australia. But I doubt it. The last I heard, they're on our side.
A regular comic.
Well, I'll see you around, Marines. In case you're worried, the lifeboats are easy to fly.
What's eating him?
Oh, he's been in the Navy a long time.
So what?
He's been engaged to the same girl for 5 years. Put a brother through school. Just couldn't seem to get far enough ahead to get married.
Again, I say, so what?
So, 7 months ago, I married her.
Now, I wouldn't say that they acted like they were headed for a picnic. And then again, I wouldn't say that they acted like they were ready to slug it out with as tough an enemy as our country ever faced. Maybe it's because they weren't close enough to have the steam of battle in their veins. Maybe it's because they were saving themselves for a shore leave. The kind of a shore leave they didn't expect.
I got us straight from the bridge, Eddie. We're putting into New Zealand.
Hey, you hear that, Johnny? You're going to sit it out in New Zealand for the duration.
I don't think so. Not with the kind of training we've gone through.
So how tough can it be?
Well, we started where the commandos left off. That's how they separate the men from the boys.
Well, I feel just like singing Semper Fidelis.
I don't know the tune. How's it go, Eddie?
Oh, you remember, Pinball. We're 50,000 Marines and 3 Mexicans fighting it out in some dance hall in Montezuma.
Hey, Johnny, you hear the good word? We're putting into New Zealand.
The war could be over before the Marines got the scuttlebutt.
Now hear this. We arrive in Christchurch at 0700.
Hey, plenty of time to clean up and beat you gyrenes or the dames.
There will be no shore leave.
Please, Captain, say you only mean the heroes.
The Marines will combat load on 3 8-hour ships.
Well, too bad. We'll tell you all about it.
All Ham Ships Company will assist the Marines in combat loading.
Now, Pinball, now do you see?
Yeah, I see.
Me with 40 bucks to spend and I got a wet nurse a bunch of Marines. Boy, was that General Sherman right.
This was the first time we had concrete evidence that we were on more than a pleasure cruise. Sure, the scuttlebutt was thick from the minute we lifted anchor in Dago. If you listened to the guys push it around, you'd think we were going to cruise into Tokyo Harbor and kidnap the Emperor. Only this was different. This was the captain. This was top grade. We were going to stay right on baby while she was combat loaded. It was a tough job, but it got done and got done fast, and we sailed out just as nicely as we sailed in. Where were we actually heading? Well, if you listen to the scuttlebutt...
Me? Well, I think they're taking you back to the States. Probably decided we got a better chance without you chocolate soldiers.
With all these ships?
Too much heavy stuff.
Yeah, who asked you? Boats.
Yeah. What's on your mind, laughing boy?
What's in the wind?
You'll get your orders.
Come on, Chief. What does she look like?
It looks like a rendezvous. Only don't quote me.
Gee, I could have figured that out.
Well, you got a good start. Supposing you figure out the rest.
Now, there's a great guy.
Look, big shot. What boats don't know about the Navy hasn't been written.
The only interest I've got in the Navy is where they're taking the Marines.
About 24 hours later, we got the answer. We picked up a carrier, 5 destroyers, a couple of cruisers, and a sea full of transports. Our objective was Coro Island in the Fiji Islands. The enemy? He was almost 1,000 miles away. But Coro Island was off our port bow, and we were all prettied up for the dress rehearsal.
Boats, has everybody gone nuts?
Now, what's eating you now?
Expect me to drive one of those landing barges in this kind of a sea?
That's your baby being derricked over now.
Yeah, I know. Boats, we'll be running each other down. It's going to be a rat race. Who read the orders? Radio silence. Does that mean planes, ships? Does it mean everything?
Everything.
Where do we shove off, Eddie? Jeez, look at those Marines. Hope they save some bullets for the Jap.
Yeah, we could dump them all in the drink.
Oh, what a day for a rehearsal. I should be in sick bay.
Yeah. That sea's riding 60 feet high. Oops, I can't even see the island. I won't be able to see 10 feet.
This isn't supposed to be a day at Coney Island.
Now hear this. Board landing vessels. Prepare for assault.
Okay, Pinball, let's move, boy.
Come on, you fellows.
I can't hear you. Come on up, you.
Come on.
You know where to go. Hurry it up there. Hurry it up, will you? Okay, Pinball, let's move.
Pinball.
What?
Look around you. The whole deal's now fused.
Oh, brother, what a mess.
What's up, Eddie? What's up? Keep your head down, will you? The dress rehearsal. Everything's gone nuts.
Well, what's up? What's wrong?
I said head down. This isn't a day at Coney Island. The rehearsal. Buster, there's plenty of room for improvement.
You know, during World War II, one phase of naval operations really came into its own. I'm referring, of course, to amphibious warfare and to the famous amphibs of our Navy, who put our troops ashore on such well-remembered beachheads as Tarawa, Kwajalein, Normandy, Iwo Jima, and Okinawa. To accomplish this successfully, it was necessary for our Blue Jackets to master the beaching of several new types of craft, from large landing ships, which deliver tanks directly to the beach, right on down to the smallest landing boat, which carry only a handful of men. But our American Blue Jackets are well schooled in the fundamentals of naval training, permitting their adaptability to whatever phase of naval warfare they encounter. Small wonder they're proud to be part of the crew that wears the Navy blue.
Snaff food was about as mild a word as you could find for our dress rehearsal in the Fiji Islands. Everything went against us. The weather was lousy. The sea was lousy. And everything we had planned turned out lousy. We had to keep radio silent so that the enemy wouldn't be alerted, which meant that the whole Navy was in the position of a right hand not knowing what the left hand was doing. We had to call off the second rehearsal. So we started moving toward our objective. The feeling? Well, the devil-may-care attitude was gone, and now all that those Marines resented started to boil. It hit a peak the night before the attack, and the smoldering fire was starting to break out.
Smoking lamp is out. How do you like that, Johnny? Smoking lamp is out.
I know it.
Pacific is lousy with ships, and I can't even light one stinking little cigarette.
Now, ain't that tough.
Hi, Eddie.
Anybody reserve this hunk of the deck?
You gonna open that mouth of yours? Because if you are, I'm gonna close it quick.
Must be tired.
No needle, Eddie.
I didn't come to needle. Sarge, okay if I talk to the general here?
Go right ahead. I heard on a radio program where we were fighting for hot dogs and freedom of speech, so talk.
Alone.
I walk once around the deck, then I come back. Get it over with, huh?
Eddie, I ain't in the mood.
Well, then get in the mood. You shove off tomorrow. We're settling it now.
Settle what? Marge and I are married. Remember that?
You didn't think about that when you enlisted, did you? You had to doll yourself up into a pretty uniform and get your head shot off.
I can take care of myself.
Now, ain't that just like the great big hero? What do you think it is, a picnic? I've seen some of this war. Being played for keeps.
Yeah, that's what they told us in boot camp. I learned a lot.
Yeah, you learned a lot, all right. Learned how to stick a knife into your own brother. I'm breaking my back. Sending every dime to you and you marry my girl.
Eddie, will you listen?
I ain't interested.
Will you listen? Look, maybe what I did was wrong. Maybe I should have waited. Only, Eddie, believe me, I'd have married her anyway. I saw everything you saw in her, and a little more. Enough to know that I wanted her for my wife. Look, it was no hurry-up wartime thing. It was something that we fought against until it beat us. Eddie, I wanted to marry you before I enlisted, before I went overseas. Remember, they play this kind of game for keeps.
Well, you could have given me a chance. You could have let me talk.
Didn't you get a letter from her? Didn't she tell you how things stood?
I get a letter from her every week.
Look, she's not scared, Eddie, and she likes you. Only that wasn't enough.
And I got a letter this morning. You want to know what she told me?
If you want to tell me?
She told me to look after you.
There were a lot of letters written that last night. A lot of hard-boiled Marines slept with a photograph next to their hearts. Rifles were cleaned and re-cleaned. Battle gear was gone over 1,000 times. And then at 0130, in the full of the moon, an island came off our port bow. She was still a long way off when sighted, but kept getting bigger and bigger. And then at 0530, the planes began to rise. And at 0613, the Navy opened with her big guns. But there were only a few Marines around to watch the Quincy put a barrage into an oil dump. Only a few Marines, and they soon drifted off. They had more important things to do.
The The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Won't be long, huh, Whitey?
Pretty soon.
How much time?
Well, we've got to board those dinky little boats at 0640. We hit the beach at 0800.
Let's get up to the deck, huh? It's hot in here.
Yeah. Oh, come to watch the party?
Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff going to see that you get to the shore. After that, it's your baby.
Scared, Johnny?
Of course he ain't scared. What's he got to be scared of, huh? You're okay, ain't you, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Island sure looks small. Ah, you guys can take care of them. Say, those jerks, well, they've had it easy, huh? And when you guys hit the beach, they'll know there's a war on. Up, Pinball?
Hey, Admiral. You know a guy on this ship by the name of D'Amico?
Yeah, I know him.
But I gotta see that guy. I looked all over the ship. I gotta see him.
Not a chance. If he's in the radio shack, he won't get out until the action's over.
But I gotta see him.
Yeah, you said that.
We were playing AC/DC. I owe him $3.
Yeah, relax. Got no place to spend it.
Look, mister, with me it's got to be paid. You owe a guy some dough, you pay it.
I'll square it for you.
Here. I don't like no sailor thinking that I went over the side owing him any dough. Especially a guy who plays such a lousy game of AC/DC.
Well, I notice he ain't looking to pay you off.
This can't be so tough, Eddie.
Must be 20,000 of you guys sitting on this little hunk of water. A lot of guys for a tea party.
Guys under me will hold up. I pounded it into them. They'll hold up.
Who's arguing?
I can expect anything from you.
Save yourself, Marine. I understand the opposition on that island's ready and waiting.
Yeah, the rehearsal was lousy. Everything got fouled up. No opposition. You sailors nearly got us killed.
Save it for the Japs.
You see yourself crash, you can walk on the water.
Drop lots. Drop lots. Yeah, they've been going at it for over an hour.
What time is it, Whitey?
0645. Soften it up, fellas. Soften it up.
Prepare to put over a landing force.
Okay, gyrenes. As they say in the movies, this is it.
A bad rehearsal means a good show. So far, so good. The sun was bright, the sea was calm, and the landing craft were going over the side the way it showed on the blueprints. They looked like dragonflies skimming over the water. Getting into position for the run. Dodging little dragonflies filled with Marines. They still had an hour and 10 minutes before they dropped in on the beach and they were buzzing around. Then they changed into angry little wasps with their stingers out.
Don't get it. I just don't get it.
What's wrong?
Well, there's no opposition.
Is that bad?
I don't know.
What's the good word, Eddie? The guys are rich.
How do you like that, huh? I'm out in the open like a sitting duck, and you guys are edgy.
Yeah, but you got a round-trip ticket.
Keep your tail down, Marine.
Not a shot, Eddie. They ain't even throwing rocks.
Hey, look. There's a plane. Zero. Look at that silhouette. She's a zero.
And all alone.
Almost.
In the middle on that pilot. Set him up in the other alley.
It was that last hour that was the toughest. That jockeying for position and getting ready for the last run. Prayers, curses, memories, and the near future were all mixed up. But the worst part of the hour was the wait for the first shell from the enemy. What were they waiting for?
The
What are they waiting for?
Maybe they evacuated the dirty... They wouldn't do that, would they, Whitey?
Wouldn't break my heart.
Unless they're playing possum. If they're playing possum, we gotta be careful.
That's better, Hero. That's much better.
You're handling this thing pretty. Real pretty.
Think maybe I could take it up as a career, Pinball? Keep your eyes open, Pinball, and keep your mouth shut. We follow the Dirty Dan.
She's making her turn.
And hold on, fellas. We're driving you up to your new front yard.
Now, we're making our run, guys. Remember what I taught you. And the first guy slows up...
We hear you.
Keep your tails down. Just hit that beach and fluff. All we gotta do is hold the beach. Don't try and take the aisles.
Still no Jap guns.
You'll hear him soon enough.
And luck, Johnny. We'll be waiting. Luck.
Move.
Please, God, take care of that kid.
I've been watching, Eddie. Not a shot. Not one shot.
Oh, you're kidding.
I'm telling you, they covered the whole beach and no jacks.
Thank God. Thank God.
What time are we supposed to pick up the second wave?
Just as soon as I can get this baby back to her mother. Got three more loads to bring to the beach.
Boy, what a breeze those Marines have got.
Yeah, just don't count this one in the bag yet. They might be laying low. They might be trying to sucker him into a trap.
Cut it out, Eddie. We'll be in so solid, they'll never get us out.
Yeah. Get ready. I'm moving next to our ship. Okay, you Marines, get in. I ain't cut out there. Hurry on that ladder. Hurry it up, you buddy. Go away. Move up front. Up front. Back there. Back there. Follow it, Eddie. Back to the island.
Imagine all that rehearsing. All that fuss just to land on such a dinky island.
What are you gabbing about?
Nothing. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
What's the name of this island we're making all the fuss over?
You mean the whole bunch? The Solomon.
I mean the one we're playing war on.
It's called, Guadalcanal.
It's called Guadalcanal. Our first landing against the enemy. We walked into that beach and took our foothold a lot easier than taking candy from a baby. But a few days later, we learned how tough it could get. We learned not to underestimate the enemy. They're white crosses from Guadalcanal to Korea. Let's not underestimate our enemy. Let's not forget why those white crosses are there. Let's not forget that the guys who do our fighting weren't born in a uniform. They grew up as kids and died as men so that kids could grow up and live like men.
All hands secure until 17:30 next Sunday.
National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with the United States Navy Recruiting Service, has brought you another in the series of dramatic incidents based on the facts and files of the United States Navy. In today's story, your narrator was Arnold Robertson, and the cast included Bill Zuckert, Richard Newton, Charles Smith, Bob Reddick, and Chuck Webster. Jack Costello speaking. The program was written and directed by David Harmon and produced by Chick Vincent and Cy Levine. Tune in again next week at this same time when the National Broadcasting Company will once again present...
Now hear this!
Stay tuned for You Can't Take It With You, next over NBC.